WE4BN Mobile.
N4ZLK.
I made it to the other side of the black hole. Talk to you for a minute and see if you're still out there.
Out here. It's been kind of a busy day. How are the roads up there?
Getting slick. They're pretty white now.
It's covering the ground where I am down here on 25 near Donaldson Center. Starting to, I mean, not completely, but you're seeing it in the grass and seeing it on the hillsides and stuff. Hell, there's some places on the road, too, but it's not slick yet.
Right here, and the roads that aren't traveled heavily, they're white also, so they've got maybe a quarter inch, you know, that kind of thing, but just enough to make it really, really messy.
If it keeps up like this, so I can see places on the road where it's sticking. I might be in a hole. If you can't hear me, I'll say that again.
Good copy on you.
It's starting to show up on the road. If it keeps snowing like this for a little while, it might make the roads a little bit hazardous down here.
Where I parked the tool truck, when I left there, it was already starting to snow there. So be careful going home this evening.
I was watching the radar, and it didn't look like it was doing anything up my way, but Beth just texted and said it's snowing there now.
They're about 4 o'clock, and it was snowing then. Right there where 11 and 25 cross, so like I say, just be careful.
I am planning on it. We'll see what happens. It's not me I'm really worried about. It's everybody else, though.
Echo that sentiment also.
Today.
Feels like it was a pretty good day, but got done quick early today, so I don't really know. I didn't look.
Thinking you got done a little bit earlier, but I never can keep track of what days. I know Thursdays you're out late, but I don't know about Tuesdays.
One of those that could go either way. So just never know. I take it as it comes.
That's all we can do. And I can't believe people are driving around with no lights on. They're hard to see.
Because, unfortunately, technology has dumbed people down to where they can't think for themselves. So unless the car does it for them or someone else, it generally doesn't get thought about.
It's a rain-colored car or gray, you know. When the conditions are gray like this, it's always that color car that doesn't put their lights on.
Bright red one or an orange one.
It's just funny how it works out that way.
Be heavy on work today. Did y'all pick the UPS or the USPS back up?
Well, I'm pretty confident we've lost that, or we're not getting that back this year anyway. They put up a list to hire 11 new drivers in our building. I think they need more. I had a DOT physical this morning, and I knew I was going to start late, and it was fine, but then it went longer than it normally would. I think they were just real busy, and I got a little bit later start, and then got hammered with some extra pickups because people, you know, we didn't work yesterday, and there was some businesses that needed a trailer to come by and pick up. It's just been a busy day.
Taking yesterday off, I imagine so.
I have a new pickup added to me, but I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to get it. I got to try to figure it out and talk to them about it.
Figure it out. Get it all worked out.
For lunch, right?
Who needs that?
Be collecting on the roads over here on 25, coming up to 85. But it's pretty dry, too. It's blowing around pretty good.
That fine powder like they get up north because it's so cold, and the ground's so cold, too, that it's just blowing around on it. So the only problem is everybody's driving on it melted to start with, and then you get that sheet of ice.
N4ZLK, just watching traffic here.
I figured that's what was going on.
Oh, I'm getting close to 85 in the intersection here, and traffic's pretty heavy. And then I won't have far to go. Hope you have a good evening, Patrick. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Jane, you be careful out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX. Clear.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Hey, Ed. How are you doing?
A little rough, but I heard you in, and I just had to come in and tell you to be careful.
I can't to be careful, but I'm glad you come in here. Glad that you're back home and feeling some better. Hopefully they got your medication straightened out there so it doesn't cause that again.
This moment, they still don't know what happened. They have no idea. I spent 5 days down at the doctor's hospital in Augusta, and they have no idea.
Well, hopefully they can figure something out, but I hate you having to go through that for now.
You have a chemical burn, what it reminds you of.
That's bad. You just want to claw your skin off.
Alright, you drive, be careful. Just want to come in and speak to you. So hopefully I'll wake up in time to, after everybody goes back to work, I'll be able to catch up with all of y'all. So KM4 NAP will be on the side. Be careful, Patrick.
You and Carol, stay warm this evening. Glad to hear from you, and I will let the other guys know I talked to you in the morning if you don't come in there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
T-Mobile.
There, Jamie. KO4HKX.
Fun. It's nice and powdery out here.
But I just left there about an hour ago, right as it's starting, and it's the ground is white up here, and the roads are white, except for the tracks where you drive.
I'm up on Pax Ridge Mountain Road, and it's white in most spaces, and then clear where the trees are blocking it from coming down.
you be careful. I'm getting ready to pull in here at anchor and drop this load of supplies off, and I'm going to get out of here and get home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
You too, Patrick. You have a great night and safe travel home. This is Emporer VUT, clear, 73.